Welcome on into the Ciroc Point After here on the Saints Radio Network. You can chime in on our Oakland Heart Jewelers talk and text line 504-260-1870. You want to hear your comments on preseason game number 2, the Saints falling 16-10 at the hands of the San Francisco 49ers. Good news is the black and gold coming back home. We'll have another week of practices as we get ready for the final preseason game Sunday in the Caesars Superdome against the Tennessee Titans. Overall, Cajun Cannon, what were your impressions of this one? At least a better showing, I guess you could say, from that first team offense and that offensive line.
Well, thank God we had that 16-play, 95-yard drive.
Yes.
But if you take that out, I'd be like, oh, no. You know, 16 plays, 95 yards, 8 men in 17 seconds. That was impressive. But that's – I'm not saying you have to do that type of drive every game. But that should help your confidence because he backed up. You know, always say about the hidden yardage, flipping the field and all that. And usually we don't get outplayed in that area. I thought Lou Headley punted terrible. I think that's still up. But sweet Lou, he wasn't getting it done. 38.5 yard average. And he had that one touchback. No, just a poor game. Hayball averaged 48 yards. Now, I always tell you have to look at the net. But no, one thing when you're trying to flip the field and whether you fair catch it inside the 10 or you try and run it outside the 10 or you let it bounce. That's one thing. If it's over your head inside the 10, NFL punters, if they're doing their job, they can get that thing to kick back. So you almost kind of want to field it and then return it and get outside where you don't have to go 95, 90 yards for a touchdown. Now you can get in field goal range. But I don't know. It was kind of ho-hum at the beginning. We didn't force a 3-and-out, but it was kind of like a 3-and-out. They had a 3rd and 12, and Birdie was pressured by Brzee. Let me tell you these two cats, they ready to roll. They could be part of that I know can make a difference whether we make the playoffs, as a dark horse, whatever, that being Brian Brzee and Chase Young. They look like they ready to roll. They pinning their ears back and getting it done. Brian Brzee had a quarterback hurry, but you could see him constantly getting penetration. Looking at Chase Young, he had 2 quarterback hurries, which led the team in 2 tackles. The ones that aren't making plays, it's like, I don't know, they might get cut on the JV. For sure, one of them, Foskey. Did Foskey play in Notre Dame, or that's a different Foskey? Does he look like out of place? He doesn't look like an NFL player. He might have to go to the UFL and develop a little more, gain a little confidence. If you have containment, you can't let him get outside. I don't know, he looks like a robot. He looks stiff. Isaiah Foskey looks bad. I mean, Peyton Turner, at least he's beating his man. Now, I tell you this, Steve, and Charlie, listen to this. You know how you don't tackle in practice and then they're not going to hit the quarterback? You know, a couple of times in practice, they said, oh, that would have been a sack. That would have been a sack. No, in that game, you actually got to get him down. A couple of times, Peyton Turner's right there. How can you not make the play on the quarterback? Now, you're not tackling Lamar. I mean, if you look at Michael Vick or whatever, whoever you think likes the ultimate scrambler. So now I'm very disappointed in Peyton Turner and Foskey. But at least they got on the stat line. They combined for 2 tackles. They each had 1 tackle. Foskey he made a tackle by himself. I don't even recall that. Turner had an assisted tackle. So now in 2 games, Foskey has 1 tackle. So, because he got one today. No, I'm really disappointed because that's on the back end of our rotation. Hey, thank God we got Chase Young to go along with Cam Jordan and Carl Granderson. So I know we 3-deep, but I don't know beyond that because I think Turner got the ability, but it is tackle football. You're not like, oh, man, I'd have got him. And, you know, no, it's not practice. You got to get him down on the ground. So I'm going off a little tangent then. But looking at how the game started, 3-and-out. We went 3-and-out. Then we hold them to 3-and-out. And then we go 3-and-out. And then our defense holds them to 3-and-out. Great coverage. You know who else? Alante Taylor. Alante Taylor with Paulson Adebo and Marshawn Lattimore being out. Alante Taylor's playing with so much confidence. He's playing like a flat-out stud. Alante Taylor's another one. To me, the three Musketeers, Brian Brzee, Chase Young, and Alante Taylor. You know, who's making plays? Who's playing winning football out there? And I put Alante Taylor in that category. I know it looks like he was running the route on one play better than the receiver. So I wrote down great coverage, just outstanding coverage in that regard. Now, Carl Granderson got a sack. I don't know, Brock Purdy, you played long enough. Throw it out of bounds. Throw it past the line of scrimmage. You scrambled. You took a minus one sack. So Carl Granderson ended up getting a sack, but to me that wasn't a sack. Now, Hudson, the linebacker we got, he's kind of up and down to me. The one we got from the Washington Commanders, but he ended up getting a sack. He ended up having three tackles when all said and done. Now, to me, the best play to give the offensive line and the offense confidence, I showed this about four or five times and said, this is how we got to do it. And it was when it started on the long drive that we ended up going 16 plays, 95 yards, was when, Derrick hit Foster Morrow plus seven. But the play was Jamal Williams. This might have been, I told you this, Steve, I said this at draft time, this might be Jamal Williams' best game in a Saints uniform. I'm not talking about the touchdown maker that he was with the Detroit Lions. I just look at how he was running and how hard. I'm looking at Jamal Williams and all said and done. He averaged 6.5 yards a carry. He only had 5 carries, but 6.5 yards a carry at this. This is the play, 15-yard gain. I didn't even really put out no individual players because I put Jamal Williams and I put great blocking on the whole right side of the line. Trevor Penning looked awesome. Cesar Ruiz, awesome. The whole right side, that's how you draw it up. So I got to show
it all came together.
Yeah, show the team that, and they probably will. They showed a few times, say, this is how it's getting done. Look at the results. Plus 15, Jamal Williams. And that was the chunk drive, not only going 16 plays, 95 yards, eating up over 8 minutes, almost 8.5 minutes on the clock. That was the chunk play drive. Kind of remind me back in the day, we kind of take it for granted. Drew Brees and Sean and all. Plus 15, Jamal Williams. Plus 11, Taysom Hill. Carter Chris Olave, plus 19. Now we got a 4th and 5. Bub Means coming out of nowhere from the Pitt Panthers, plus 7. Jamal Williams, we're now in the plus 21-yard line, plus 10. So a lot of chunk plays when that occurred. And, we were dominant. This is what I like. I like this happening at the beginning than it had been at the end. Oh, we got way more first downs than them. No, we were ahead at that point going to second quarter. We were talking 7 first downs to 1. Now you might say, well, the 49ers were not playing with all their weapons. I know that, Christian McCaffrey, Kittle, I know all them, Ayuk, Trent Williams, all that. But still, from a confidence standpoint, we were up 7-1 in first downs after we had that 16-play, 95-yard drive to take a 7-0 lead. Now, we are minus 1 in the turnover margin. That was a big part, I think, why we even had a chance to maybe get the 10 wins. You know, we won 9 last year because we were plus 11 in turnover margin. Well, can we get even? And then count in the preseason, but even or be plus, we'd have to be plus 1 or plus 2 against the Titans. Because right now we're minus 1. There was no turnovers the first game against the Cardinals. Either way, so with the Rattler fumble, so now we're minus 1. So you always got to, we got to practice this. We got to get ahead and be on that plus side. So heading into the Carolina game, let's be at least plus 1 on that plus 2 against the Titans.
Did you think that one, that catch that was ruled, it was ruled not an incomplete pass, did you think the 49ers receiver caught it and then was end up stripped?
Yeah. The one you got to make.
That was a football play.
Yeah, they said you got to make a football move.
It looked like 3 steps he got with the football.
I know. It's like, I guess, is that a judgment? We had a replay booth guy, so, Yeah, that looked like he old school. He definitely caught it to me, but now it's that, oh, he has to make a football move. What do you count? 2.5 steps, 3 steps, whatever. So but that was good defense there to knock that out. But with Rattler coming on the sack and the fumble, you know, he had enough time to throw. But when you stepping up in the pocket, man, you got to either take off or you got to get rid of that ball. Because when they come in to tackle you, they ball hawk. And I think he's going to learn from that. Spencer Rattler ended up having a fumble. And I thought he played better against the Cardinals than he did. He was like 4 of 8, 27 yards. He had a long gain of 9. Hayner, I still think, what are they going to do against the Titans? He was 7 of 13. He had a long gain of 18. I'd say Hayner made a few more throws. But the one, to me, that Derek Carr. Derek Carr bounced back from the limited amount of snaps he had against the Cardinals. He was 7 of 9. I know only 47 yards, but he had a long gain of 19 on that long drive. So when I look at that play and the quarterback play, Rattler's going to learn from that. Now, if you look at, this to me, to show you, because most NFL teams, they're not playing guys that they are counting on, like, okay, for the start of the season this long. Trevor Penning, Landon Young, because Fuaga was out. But Trevor Penning and Landon Young and Lucas Patrick, who's now the left guard, they played the whole first half.
Much-needed reps.
Sorry, y'all have to play.
Right.
You're not like, after the long drive. No, you're going to play beyond the long drive. So I didn't have a problem with that. Now, the one thing, I thought Groupie helped his cause. And I thought Hoss would be a little more excited about this call. But I guess the reason... Because now most in the NFL, if you kick in a 50 to 54-yarder, hell yeah, you better make it. It used to be like 45 to 49. I think now it's like 50 to 54, 55. No, you got to make that. Well, Groupie, and he made it easy. 52-yard field goal to be cut into the lead. Went 9 plays, 36 yards. Rattler was in at quarterback to make it 13 to 10 right there. Now, if you look at, like Deuce said, when he broke down, like what was, we're still not getting, even though we had like big chunk plays on that drive, are we really getting any yards after the catch? It's not like, oh, that was a nice 15, 20 yard completion. Oh, we broke a tackle. We took it to the house. No, I don't see any of the tight end receivers. Any of that, anybody getting yards after the catch. And as a quarterback, you love that. Oh, that counts on my stats. You know, I might have threw a quick slant. Oh, the receiver busted it for a 60-yard touchdown. Oh, nobody knows you didn't throw a bomb. You just threw a quick slant, and you're accurate, so he's able to run with the ball and break the tackles. Now, looking at overall from a team perspective, third down, we were outstanding and terrible. What do you mean? I don't know if I've ever seen this in a while. We were 1 of 11 on third down. I thought, what? I didn't realize. See, when we were watching the game, I didn't realize it was that bad.
Yeah, like refresh there. Is that right?
we were 1 of 11. That's 9% third down. That's terrible on offense. Now, defense is outstanding. We'll be in the top 5 for sure, if not the top 3. They were 5 of 15, 33%. That was outstanding. Again, you know, red zone offense and defense. We were 100%, and that was only 1 for 1. But this is outstanding red zone defense. They were 1 of 3, 33%. You keep doing that, forcing field goals, you should win. Now we're getting better, Steve. As a team, we only averaged 3.8 yards a carry and gave up 4.2. But it's
closer to what you want.
Yeah, almost like a 50-50 deal. And I mainly look at what did Jamal Williams and James Robinson.
Right.
Jamal Williams had 6.5 yards a carry with 5 carries, and Robinson was 5.5 yards a carry. Taysom Hill, not his normal 5 to 5.5, but he was 4.2 yards. And he had a nice run for 11 yards also. So they had, those were 3 explosive runs. Williams, 15. Robinson, 9. Taysom Hill, 11, look in that regard. Penalties were outstanding. If we do this every game, we're not going to cost ourselves. Like, man, we had too many damn penalties, or it was critical. Now, you can have a critical penalty holding or something. Man, we had a touchdown, now it don't count, or something in that regard. But you give me only five penalties, 39 yards, I would take that any day of the week. And, you know, like I said, we've played four preseason games now. They're talking about, we very seldom play San Francisco. We were up 2-1, now it's 2-2. And I said this in the pregame, that we actually, you know, like, it's like, where have the Saints played besides New Orleans? Like I said, oh, we played preseason games at Independence Bowl in Shreveport against the Cowgirls, against the Colts. I think it was Peyton Manning might have been playing in that game. And then we played in Jackson, you know, different places. And the Saints actually, I told you that, played a preseason game in Portland, Oregon. I've all played Portland, Oregon, and then the Saints end up winning down. But anyway, it's 2-2 when all said and done. I'm going to break it down more of the numbers now, because I always look at total yards. This is Alvin Kamara's stat. But since Alvin Kamara ain't playing, I'm kind of looking at who's getting it done. James Robinson, seven touches. That's kind of pass receiving running back, running the ball 39 yards. So he was our number one guy. Their number one guy, remember that Cowan guy? Five touches, 70 yards. But one of them was he ran a 19-yard jet sweep because Foskey let him get outside. Foskey, you're right there. Come on. You're playing at Notre Dame in South Bend, Indiana. You're not playing at Fort Wayne.
All-time leader in sacks for the Irish. That's mind-boggling.
I don't think that's the same person. to me, it has to be someone else. And another one, you always look at targets and catches. See, this might be a really dark horse. You know, we talked to A.T. Perry, four targets, four catches last week against the Cardinals. How about Morgan Fairchild? Oh, no, not Morgan. What's his name? Is that Morgan's brother, Mason?
Mason Fairchild.
Yeah, Mason Fairchild. Three targets, three catches, 10.5-yard average, 18 long gain. So, yeah, I like Mason Fairchild. The tight end, Halle came up big and led the team with yardage, and tied with Olave with three receptions.